Log Talk Radio. The recording has started.
All in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global, where our visionary founder is in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. We welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Prayer News Network. We thank you for coming, for tuning in to this broadcast. Amen. We want you to know that everyone is welcome. Amen. To all of our first-time listeners, we greet you once again in the name of the Lord, and we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. We pray that, amen, you will have a glorious time tonight. We pray that your hearts will be encouraged, enlightened, amen, and pray that you will be blessed even through your worship experience with us this night. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God glory. We thank God, who, amen, for being the head of our life. We thank him for being our Savior, our Deliverer, and most of all for being our Keeper. In a time like this, we thank God for all things. We thank God for each one of our advisors. Amen. Thank God for our prayer warriors, each and every one that the Lord has assigned to this ministry. Amen. In the aiding, amen, and helping the work of the Lord to go on. Amen. We just bless God for all his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. He didn't have to do it, but he did. We just give God praise. Amen. We want you to take a few moments out to, amen, invite somebody to the Prayer News Network broadcast tonight. Amen. We will be broadcasting live. This is a live recorded broadcast. And at the end of this broadcast, we will give you two numbers for you to reach out and text us to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. So we just thank God for all things. Amen. I want you to go ahead, amen, and send a text out, send a group text out to, amen, your friends, your loved ones, coworkers. Amen. Anyone that you know that is standing in need of a word from the Lord on this night. Amen. We do have a speaker lined up. Amen. Tonight. Amen. So we just want to get all our preliminaries out of the way. Amen. We greet you. We welcome you. Amen. We want you to invite someone else to come along. Amen. And come and be a part of this broadcast this night. Amen. We just thank God for every one of you. Amen. Thank God for our international listeners, those that are calling in globally from around the world. Amen. From other countries, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. We greet you. Amen. We greet you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, those that are tuning in by way of radio. Thank God for our Facebook followers, those that are following us on Facebook. We also want you to know that this broadcast is recorded live and is on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network, and there you can find all of our broadcasts. All you have to do is click on the links according to the day and the date. Amen. So we just thank God for, Amen. Our Facebook listeners, we thank God for our iPod listeners, those that are listening by podcast, correction, those that are listening, amen, by way of podcast. We thank God for each one of you as well. Amen. We just want to say God loves you. Whatever way that you're tuning into this broadcast tonight, amen, this is a message of hope. This is the outreach ministry. Amen. We're here to reach the lost souls of men everywhere. Amen. Everybody has a soul, and everybody's soul needs to be saved. Amen. God loves you. God cares about you. And God is, most of all, he is concerned about you. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should have eternal life. So this is what we're here for, to help you, amen, to get to know God in a better way. So we just praise God for all things. We're not going to prolong the time. Amen. I want you to, amen, to girdle your hearts and your minds up. Amen. Bring your minds in. Amen. Settle down from the hustle and bustle of today. Amen. Just bring your mind in. Amen. Relax. Amen. Release. Unwind. Amen. And let God take control of your thoughts and your mind process tonight. Amen. Through the spoken word of God. Amen. As we go in prayer tonight for the sanctification of the line, amen, we want to pray, amen, that God will bless us tonight and God will speak to our hearts. We know one word from the Lord can change our life forever. Amen. This is what we want. We want our lives to be changed forever for the good through the spoken word of God. Amen. So, amen. Let us pray. Will you pray with me tonight? Most gracious Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. We thank you, God, for this broadcast. We thank you for the Prayer News Network Global. We just thank you for the opportunity just to gather in your holy name. Father God, we come to you as humble as we know how, seeking and seeking your faith, God. Oh, God, we want to get to know you tonight. We want to even get to know the power of your suffering and the power of your resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help us to be made, God, help us to be like you more and more each and every day. Draw us closer unto thee. Give us a closer walk. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray that you would shape us, mold us, create in us a clean heart. Father God, renew the right spirit within us. Oh, God, we pray that you let your will be done in us. Not our will, but let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us this day our daily bread. God, we pray that you give us what we need this day. Give us strength, God, to go through. Give us courage. Give us, God, power. Give us holy boldness in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand against the wiles of the devil in these last and evil days. Help us to drive and go forward. Oh, God, we need you, God. We need your help tonight. We pray that you will be our strength. We pray, oh, God, that you will make ways out of no way. Oh, God, we pray that you open up doors that are closed in our faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, move every mountain, God. Oh, God, and we know that you're able, Lord. Let your will be done. Have your way tonight, God. You get the glory. Oh, God, you take over. You take control tonight. Father God, you are in control. This is your program. Father God, you are in control, God. Let the Holy Ghost have his way tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, not our will, God. Not unto us, not unto us. But unto thy name be glory. Oh, God, touch us where we need to be touched tonight. Encourage us and strengthen us tonight, God. Oh, God, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. Open up blinded eyes tonight, God. Give us a better understanding of your word. God, we pray that you would teach us tonight. Teach us what you would have us to know. In the name of Jesus, bless our messenger tonight. Oh, God, bless the chosen speaker for the hour. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would enlighten us tonight. Oh, God, open up our understanding to your word. Open up our eyes that we may see clearly. Open up our ears that we can hear tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you work a miracle tonight. Oh, God, turn things around, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, teach us to love you more with all our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. Teach us to love you with everything that's within us. Oh, God, help us to bless your holy name. Oh, God, we give you glory tonight. We lift our hands in the sanctuary tonight. Right where we are, God, in our homes, on our job, even in our vehicles, God. Oh, God, we worship you tonight. We adore you, Lord. We love on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we appreciate you. We appreciate all that you have done for us. We thank you for all that you're going to do for us this night and even forevermore. Oh, God, we just give you glory. We bless you at all times, knowing that your praises shall continuously be in our mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men. We pray that you will draw all men unto you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, God. Let thy will be done in our lives. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight for all things. Amen. We just thank God for his son, Jesus. Amen. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned into this broadcast tonight. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And as you're yet coming on in, amen. We thank God for you taking time out of your schedule. Amen. Just to, amen, help allow us to be a part, amen, of your day. So we just bless God for all things. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture reading from Sister Mary Holland at this time. God bless you, Sister Mary Holland. Amen. Once again, scripture reading from Sister Mary Hollins, if you're on the line. Push star 6 and unmute. Amen. If not, amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the opportunity. Amen for the reading of God's word. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one of you tonight, amen, that has come, has tuned into this broadcast. Amen. So we want you to prepare your hearts and minds, amen, for what's to come. Amen. We want you to welcome our speaker tonight. Amen. He's no stranger to this line. He has been with us before. Amen. It's been a while, amen, since, amen, we have heard from him on the Prayer News Network. But we thank God that he's here with us tonight. So we want to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for tonight in the persons of Apostle Dr. Calvin Ellison from Calvin Ellison International Ministries out of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Amen. Let's greet him with a hearty praise the Lord as he come forth this night. God bless you, man of God. The platform is now into your hands. Amen. Push star 6 and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, man of God. I think they may be having trouble coming over on the platform side. Just kind of work with this here. Yeah, it looks like they may be having problems coming over. Praise the Lord. Can we, let's see if we can get Sister Fan, if she can read a scripture for us tonight, just trying to see if our systems are working or if they're able to come over. Sister Fan, can you give us a scripture tonight if we can see if we're having technical difficulties?
I'll read the open scripture. Open scripture tonight will be coming from the 37th number of Psalms. 37th number of Psalms. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Stop suffering any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. We praise God for the reading of his word. May God's word have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. We have read from Psalms 37, verses 1 through 10. God bless you. Amen. We're not sure if we got our speaker on the platform yet or not. Amen. If he was able to come over on the platform side.
Not yet, man of God. Not yet. We're trying to. It looks like the system is kind of hanging up. I'm trying to get someone to come over. Looks like the system may be having difficulties tonight. Okay, let's see here. Bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy. I bless his holy. Oh yes, holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Looks like we have our speaker on the platform. Glory to God. Dr. Ellison.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Brett.
There you are. God bless you, sir. You have the platform.
All right. Well, God bless you, all of my brothers and sisters. I'm excited to be back with you. I appreciate Minister Bradley for trailblazing that this pathway so people can get on and be empowered, blessed, and be able to give our daddy a return on his investment, because truly he has invested a whole lot. Father, we acknowledge your presence, your glory, your power, your wisdom, and we ask for that river, that the streams of that river that flows would make glad the city of God. We ask for the river of the Holy Spirit to flow through our lives tonight, elevating us to new heights, new dimensions, new expressions of the deposit of the life of Jesus that lives on the inside of us. To you be glory and praise for it in Jesus' name. I want to talk tonight about what Daddy wants. I'm not talking about what the church wants, what the some of what the world wants, but what the world needs. I want to talk about what Daddy wants, which is a major thing that he sent Jesus for. The variety of things that were inside of Jesus's inside of his folder, so to speak, to deliver to humanity. But this one thing right here is going to determine where the Father put on display, whether the kingdom of God is advanced, whether the demon world is terrified by us in this generation, this topic area tonight is going to determine that. I want to talk about what Jesus came to develop. You see, we are all forever on an evolutionary journey, moving from glory to glory, faith to faith, wisdom to wisdom, strength to strength, so that we will be in our generation what Jesus was in his generation, what the earlier patriarchs were as types and shadows in their generation. We're in this journey. And it's exciting to know it's evolutionary. It doesn't stop. In other words, there's a better version of you. There's a better version of me, which really, in essence, we could say a greater expression of the Christ that lives on the inside of us. I'm not here to talk tonight about your church activity. I'm here to talk about what the church was designed to give birth to, what every church should be giving birth to. That's what I want to talk about tonight. So we're evolving. And part of that process looks like this, that we were sinners, we got saved by grace. But we didn't get saved to stop at the front door of the house and merely step into the house or the mansion. We got saved so we can go all throughout the house and find stuff inside of that house that is ours that we just haven't had consciousness about. I want to talk about what Daddy is after. I believe, like never before, that many churches haven't gotten it because it ain't being preached. And you're only going to become what you hear preached. That's about it. If all you hear, you ain't nothing but an old sinner, you're going to stay in that mindset. And whatever mindset you're in, that is going to determine your productivity. Now, my Bible lets me know that Daddy wants us to bear much fruit. And the much fruit is going to come out of the mentality of what I want to talk to you about tonight. And I know some of you are like, bring it on. Go ahead and tell us. But work with me now. I got to lay the groundwork. Okay? So we get born again. We come out of the world. We were that sinner that got saved by grace. And at the moment you get born again, you and I are on the wheel of God for the development of what is really going to rock this world in our generation by God using you. It ain't just God using the bishop, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. Yeah, those are going to be used, but for what? For the support of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that Daddy gets himself a kingdom of sons. That's inclusive of daughters as well, of course. Sons. The Bible says that Jesus came, Hebrews 2 and 10, to bring many sons to glory. But many people are stuck on being a good deacon, good elder, known prophet, but am I a son? The Bible says Jesus was the expressed image as a son, not as an apostle or a bishop. Nothing wrong with those titles, because those are titles that God gave. But those titles should help give birth to the sons and the daughters of God. Because the Bible lets us know it's the sons of God and daughters that are going to deliver creation out of its bondage. The Bible says the creation would be delivered out of its bondage and into the liberties of the sons of God. So it's us. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with you, a deacon or an elder, but you better make sure you're wearing the mentality of a son of God as well. Getting used to that garment, that mentality, that outfit. Because the deacon ain't going to do it. The elder is not going to do it. The prayer warrior is not going to do it. It's the sons and the daughters of God. Now, if you are, you know, you're wearing that mentality along with, you know, all those other things that I mentioned, you're okay. But what daddy wants is a sonship mentality out of his church. More people are more accustomed to, I'm this of this denomination, I'm that of that denomination. They wear that mentality over being a son of God. Something wrong with that picture. Oh, yeah, something wrong. We got to get that corrected quick. Because, again, it's the son mentality that reveals the father, not all that other stuff. Now, all that other stuff can assist, but it's that I know I'm a son of God. I know I have sonship rights, honors, privileges, and responsibilities. Just like Jesus, as the son of God, had the responsibility to put the Father on display, or as we would say, to represent the Father, to be the expressed image of the Father in the earth in his time and do the job as a son that his Father wanted him to be. That's what daddy is looking for. Jesus came to bring many sons to glorification, meaning to where the sons turn around and do what he did. Reflect the Father, advance the kingdom, and put the resources of the kingdom for this healing or whatever it was, display that out there in humanity. There's a glory that comes with sonship that you can't get anywhere else. Glory to God. You can't get it anywhere else, because it's the sons that live out the genetic makeup of the Father, his creative ability, his wisdom, my God, his love. You got some deacons that are meaner than a junkyard dog. You got some elders that are more ugly toward their family members than a sinner. So it's some of this stuff going in the church. It's because the DNA expression of the love of the Father, the nature of the Father, is not coming out. And oftentimes it's not coming out because it's not magnified. And what you magnify is what you're going to. So we got to talk sonship, walk sonship, think sonship. I am a son of God regardless to my present physical situation. That I am who daddy says I am as a son that carries greater weight than a prophet. Now, those prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, they are to give way. The Bible said that they were given for the maturity of the saints. Well, what is the maturity of the saints? Sonship. Sonship. I got authority. I've got power. I'm called to rule as a son from the pattern son. Glory to God. I love this. So we get born again and we become disciples, disciplined students. It's the disciplined students to the things of the kingdom, to operating with the Holy Spirit, the students who study the Father, the desires of the Father, the ways of the Father. Disciples, you can't just get stuck at just, well, I'm a disciple. Well, what is the intent of the disciple? To become like the teacher. Glory to God. And then so, you know, we grow on and we understand I'm a child of God. That is great. It is magnificent. But I can't just stop there. Is there another level? Children should become adults because it's the adults that understand the responsibility. And that's word, I can't get away from that word, because as a son, as the pattern son was, I have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to your generation, to your Jerusalem, your Judea, your Samaria, and your uttermost parts of the world. Your family members should know you're a son or a daughter of God. They should know you're more than just a Christian going to church. And more people wear that title Christian than what they do son. And really, it's a title that God didn't even give us. You can show me nowhere in your Bible that God gave you the title Christian. Now, you can show me that the heathen did that. And I understand we recognize ourselves, you know, as Christians from tradition. But we better make sure we identify as a son of God over that Christian stuff. Because that's what Jesus came to bring to glory, sons, not Christians. He didn't come to bring to glory some label that the heathen world put on us. He came to bring to glory what the Father said about us. Glory to God. Oh, my God, so that we will function in the rights, honors, privileges of sons. Now, let me give you some thoughts about sons. Sons, they manifest the Father. Here are things that the pattern son got from his daddy, because children tend to get, carry out the attributes, the DNA expression of the dad. And, of course, mom, you know, in that arena as well. Excuse me. So let's look at what Jesus got from daddy that you and I need to get from daddy. And I hate to have to repeat some of this, but we get more identification a lot of time from a denomination than what we do daddy. That don't make sense. That's not even Bible. Jesus got his identity from his daddy. He didn't get it from some religious institution. He didn't get it from the Pharisees and the scribes. He didn't get it from no denomination. He got his identity from God the Father. And you know some of the stories when Jesus was getting ready to be baptized, the heavens opened up, the Spirit of God came down like a dove, and the Father said, "This is my beloved son." Before he ever went into action, he got identity from the Father. Glory to God. And if you're going to be ready for the battle, you better make sure you get an identity from daddy, not your denomination, not what the world says. Because there'll be something you ain't going to be ready for unless you have been affirmed by daddy through his word, by his spirit. It overrides, supersedes any and everything else that man has to say about us. Jesus did not do any miracle. He did not even go into the wilderness until he was affirmed by the Father. Glory to God. He got his identity. He got his work. His work. His work. What he was to do. He said it in his mission statement. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do these particular types of work, specific work for you. There's a specific work for me. And if we seek daddy, don't play these religious games, you know, just going to church to have a good time. I'm not into that. I'm long over. I went to church and we had a good time. Yes, I love having a good time when I go to church. Yes. But there's something more than that. What am I going to do with that good time? How many people other than me are going to benefit from that good time that I had on Sunday or Wednesday night or whenever the mid-service is? See, many church folks are stuck in that. Oh, didn't the preacher preach? So what if I'm not doing anything with it? So what if I'm not healing my community, aiding my community, benefiting my world? So what? We got to break out some of these traditional tombstones, because that's all some of them are, number tombstones. They ain't producing nothing. We got to break out of that and express our daddy in our Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the other most parts of the world. He got his work. He got his purpose from daddy. Would to God that more of our generation of children go back to getting their stuff from their parents. Because right now we got a generation of folks that's getting stuff from TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and all that stuff. Now, I'm not against those things, but I'm against anything that pulls me away from that that gives me identity and purpose. He got his heritage from his father. He got, number five, his authority from his father. Glory to God. He was authorized by his dad, by the government of his country, heaven, authorized, got authority to operate from God the Father. And if you're walking in love, you're authorized. You're looking to the Father to please the Father, you're authorized. You're bearing the fruit of the Spirit, you're authorized to arrest anything of the demonic, satanic world. You're authorized. You don't need a certificate. You don't need a degree. Nothing wrong with those. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm not utilizing love, joy, fruit of the Spirit, I may have a title, may have a degree, and ain't no power going out. Because the power is going to be released through the love, through the desire to please daddy above every human being on this planet, including your daddy, your mama, your sister, your brother, your boss, your everybody. Because he is the authorizing agent. And when we operate under his authority, love, purpose, you know, all those things that, you know, we've learned a lot about, we're authorized. And it's through walking in love and, of course, walking by faith and loving the brethren and being led by the Holy Ghost, it's in that. And in the consistency of that increases authority and power. He increases it as he sees us walking in obedience. I want to see the increase of authority because I want to arrest anything that tries to prohibit humanity's progression. Anything that tries to defy who my daddy is. Who, you said what? What you say, Goliath? You better shut your mouth up. Now, you think you might can play that kind of crazy game with them other folk who don't know who they are, but now you ain't going to do that with me now that I know who daddy is and I know who I am. See, we let the devil push us over too many times because we're not sure of who we are. The authority and the power that Jesus said, all authority and power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, as a result, I'm sending you forth. Glory to God. I'm sending you forth to do what? The knowledge or to go and baptize. He said in the Great Commission, go and, you know the story there, go and teach all nations, baptizing them, immersing them in the knowledge of who daddy is. The awareness of who Jesus is and the Holy Ghost. He wasn't so much talking water as he was talking, baptize them in the knowledge, the awareness, the glory of our daddy. This is what sons do. And I believe that he sent those disciples forth, those apostles forth as sons because he had worked with them to get them matured enough to where they would carry on what he started in the same vein of love, desire to please the Father as he did. Paul said that about Timothy. He said, he really said in essence, I can't just send any and everybody to your church, to the what I think was the Philippian church or whatever the church was. He said, but I know Timothy. I know him. He walked with me as a son. I know what's in him. He'll give it the way I gave it, and I give it the way Jesus gave it. So that daddy looks good. Humanity gets his healing. Humanity gets what heaven has in store for it. Sons, this is what Dad is looking for. In my closing, sons not only take care of themselves, but they take responsibility for others that are around them. You remember David operating as a type of a son? He took responsibility when he saw Goliath having educated his brothers and the rest of that camp for 40 days. Goliath was the professor of Israel. He taught them in his class. Nobody made a move. He brainwashed them right on out of faith. He caused them to lose the consciousness of who God Almighty, their deliverer, was. They prohibited that big wobbly-haired giant to educate them for 40 days. No movement until a young lad, knowing who he was, knowing who Daddy was, been working out in the presence of God, been exercising his authority on a lion and a bear, and then God says, since you've been doing so well, growing and maturing, dealing with the lion and the bear, taking care of those sheep, I'm going to give you another opportunity to express what you already been doing at a whole nother level. See, the reason why God don't bring some Christians before giants, because they ain't ready. They ain't even been killing their lions and their bears. So God, nah, I can't send them to the battlefront. They don't even know that they are my son or daughter. They more denomination conscious, religion conscious than what they are daddy, son conscious. But David, my point here in closing, I got you to take three closings. I'm right at my time. I got 3 minutes left. Glory to God. David took responsibility for Israel as a young man. I admire even, I don't care what the age is. It can be a young person. If that young person steps up to take responsibility for other folks' well-being and advancement, I admire that. That's what that young David did. Nehemiah, in his position, found out what the condition of his people were. The walls were down. He took responsibility. Now, he could have said, well, I'm here in the palace. I work as the king's right-hand man, cupbearer. He could have taken the attitude like, you know, a lot of folks in position do. They get a title and do nothing with it. You know, you got some people who are Christians. They got titles so long, it take you a while just to spell out their title and no works behind it. Title down and go somewhere and go to work. Archbishop, overseer, prophet, teacher, and all of that, and ain't got no turf, ain't killed no Goliath. Many of them need to take that junk off of their name and go act like a son of God. I know this is tough stuff. I've been called to preach meat. Daddy wants more. Daddy wants the church world to bear much fruit, not in the four walls of the church, on the outside. I ain't concerned about you being known by the Archbishop Apostle. I am concerned. Does hell tremble when I get up? I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that what does the opposition fear me because of the God in me, of course. That's what I'm concerned about. Not trying to look real good in front of, you know, the light. How good do you look in front of darkness? What do you think about that? How well does darkness know you? As well as the, you know, the folks inside the church. Lastly, Esther. She took responsibility. She was queen. She said, she could have let you, well, I got mine. You know, I'm up here in the palace. I'm the queen over a kingdom, you know, co-heir of a kingdom. She could have taken the selfish mentality. Well, I know they're going through some stuff. I ain't got time for it because I'm wearing my nice garbs and I'm driving my royal chariots and I ain't got time to think about the condition of those that are less than in natural material things than I am. But that was not the heart. She yielded to the advice of the man who helped her to get there, her uncle Mordecai. She took responsibility. Sons and daughters take responsibility for. They don't sit back and just complain and complain and complain. they do something about the problem because they understand, in closing, they've been authorized and empowered to do so. Let us arise, shine, knowing that our light has come as sons and daughters, and that the glory of our daddy has risen upon us, and that daddy wants us to get on that candlestick and shine as a son or a daughter. God bless you.
Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God, letting us know that we have to become sons of God. Amen. We have to take on the characteristics of God. And the song says, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, how I long to be like him each and every day. Amen. We thank God for the word that we heard. Amen. And Pastor, amen, while you're still on the line, maybe somebody's listening tonight. Amen. And they know that they're not the sons of God, and they don't know who they are or what they can be. But tonight, amen, maybe you can lead them to prayer. Amen. Lead them to Christ so that they can become the sons of God and take on the characteristics of God. Amen. So at this time, Pastor, we're going to ask if you come back to the platform. Amen. And offer prayer unto those that may not have salvation. Amen. And afterwards, if you would take any special prayer requests, amen, that amen any may have tonight, and pray over them. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. If you're not born again, if you've never accepted Jesus as Savior of your life and Lord, now here's that opportunity to do that. And once you follow me in these words, at that moment, your inner man, your spirit, gets regened, or you are born into the nature of God the Father through the authority of the name of Jesus. So if you will follow me, you are not born again. You've never asked Jesus to come into your life and be your Savior, be your Lord and your King. Then you're not born again. But if you'll follow me in these words, at the moment you say them, something happens on the inside of you, all right? Because he said it would. So I'm going to repeat. I'm going to say these words, and if you're not born again, repeat these words. And when you do, you're going to be born into the family of God. God has a family, and he wants to expand that family by you coming in. So repeat these words. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now. I acknowledge I'm not born again. I've never accepted Jesus, but I'm accepting him now. I accept that he died for me. He defeated sin. I accept, Lord Jesus, what you did for me. Now receive me. Receive me as your son or daughter, depending on which one you are. And say, I thank you for doing it. I receive you as my Savior. And I thank you for receiving me as your son or daughter. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer right along with me, you're in the family now. You're one of us. You're born again. And the angels are celebrating the fact that you're in the family. And you can only imagine how God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit feel about you. Well, I can tell you how they feel about you. They felt so much about you and I that while we were sinners, God sent Jesus to die for us. So you're in the family now if you repeated that prayer with me. And if you're in the family and you're like, Dr. Ellison, I've been stuck in my growth. I want to pray for you right now. You're in the family. I'm not walking in that confidence. That's okay. I'm going to pray for you right now. See, the Bible said that Paul prayed even for the Galatian church. After they got born again, Paul prayed again that Christ would be formed in them. In other words, that sonship would grow in them through Jesus being permitted to live his life through them. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, to your children that are born again and that are not walking in the consciousness that they are sons and daughters, open their eyes, the eyes of their comprehension, their understanding, and cause them by your grace to accept who you say about them, that they are now, right where they are in maturity, the sons and the daughters of God, and that you're pleased with them having accepted Jesus, and you're there to help them through your word, through your spirit, and people that you place in their world to help them to mature as sons and daughters of God. Help them to spring forth in consciousness, awareness that they are who you say they are. Help them to spring forth into new levels of authority and power as children of God. And help them, Father, to become sensitized to whatever moves them concerning human ordeals is more than likely one of the works, one of the assignments that you placed in their hearts, and that through the knowledge of them being in the family, a son or a daughter of God, they are authorized and empowered to do what Jesus did. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Any other?
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, man of God. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, any special prayer requests, we pray there as well.
Amen. At this time, people of God, we are taking prayer requests. If you have any special prayer requests tonight, we're going to ask that you push *6 and come on to the platform and make your petition on this night. Amen. Once again, are there any special prayer requests? Amen. Man of God, no one has come to the platform tonight for special prayer requests. Amen. So if you have anything else to say, you can proceed.
Okay. Well, again, Mr. Bradley and the servant that's here that's been chatting with me, it's been my utmost pleasure, and to all of you great people of God, Daddy, his hand of purpose, as well, of course, his hand of love and passion for you, is on your life. And I pray that you feel the weight and the vibrations that come through that hand, the hand of God that rests upon you. The Bible says as we submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God that expresses itself through wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and variety of ways, if we stay submitted under his hand of his word, the leading of his spirit, he raises us up to do exploits. And I want you to see yourself doing that. Exploits or great deeds. Yes, you have that ability. Whether you are a thumb on the body, a pinky on the body, you as a toe on the body of Christ has got more authority than Satan's operation against you. Why? Because you are part of the living, eternal body of Jesus Christ. I want to leave you with that tonight and let you know your daddy loves you. He loves you so much to stick with you and to, as the Bible says, he who has begun a good work in you is at work still developing it. Nobody's perfect. Nobody has arrived. But let's keep traveling. Let's keep hungry, thirsting, seeking, knocking, asking. And I tell you by the guarantee of the scripture, he that seeks will find. He or she that knocks, the revelation, the doors, the opportunities will come open. Those that ask of the Father, it'll be given unto you. It's the Father's good pleasure to have given you even the kingdom. We love you all. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bradley. It's been my pleasure to be with you all tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming in. Enlighten us even more so on God's word and how we can better serve God and become the sons and daughters that God is requiring us to be. Amen. And while you're on the platform, amen, can you share with us, amen, your platform, how people can follow you? Also, if you have any resources out there that people may like to obtain, if you could just give us some information on how anyone listening tonight, amen, how they can continue to follow you, amen, and learn more about your ministry. God bless you.
Thank you so much for asking that. Yes, if you want to get into more, here are some websites you could go to. The first one I would recommend would be Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N. Again, that's C-A-L-V-I-N, Ellison, E-L-L-I-S-O-N.org. CalvinEllison.org is the first website. And when you go there, you'll see some of our resources, some of our books. The latest book is a 7-day meal plan. I'm a naturopathic doctor, so as you all have seen, I think I taught in the past on this platform on health and wellness. So you'll see the latest book, the 7-day meal plan, and you'll see some other books too. The marriage book, My Girlfriend of 40 Years, this November 19th, 7:30 p.m. 40 years ago we got married, so we did a book on marriage. You'll also see, for those that are pastors' wives and just women in ministry, A Conversation with Pastors' Wives, but it's a book that will bless any woman. You'll see that book up there. You'll also see my other health book up there on the website. You'll also see just a variety of books that we've got. Together we've got about 14 books. All of them haven't been put on that website just yet. But if you do go to Leeds, L-E-E-D-S, publishing.com, leadsbookstore.com, you'll see some of our other books as well. And then for those who would like to get some extra food and empowerment, on Tuesday nights at 8:30 every Tuesday night, we have a Men Magnifying Manhood Empowerment Zoom every Tuesday night at 8:30. And the Zoom number for that is 499-7676-341, 499-7676-341. Every Tuesday night we've got that going on. This month we're on a theme entitled Out of the Dust. And basically what we have, like the first week, we had two men who came on and talked about what God had evolved them out of, what dust, coming from Psalms 113, where it says he raises the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the dung hills of life. So the first week we had two men. Last week we had two women. Well, matter of fact, this past Tuesday we had two women. Oh, my God, both Tuesday nights are so dynamic. This coming up Tuesday night, in closing, we have a male and a female that are going to be talking about what they've had to come out of so that we can be relevant to folk that are listening in by social media on whatever platform. And so people can see that, yes, nobody's perfect. We've all had something that the grace, the glory, and the goodness of God has brought us out of. So we welcome you to be a part of the Men Magnifying Manhood Zoom platform. And our website, of course, for that is also menmagnifyingmanhood.com. Thank you again for the opportunity. Please, if you just go and visit calvinellison.org, just kind of carouse and look at the website, that'll be a blessing. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Once again, we truly thank God for you, and thank you for, amen, making yourself available to come and share the goodness of God with us. Amen. You seem to be quite busy, but yet productive. Amen. That's what it's all about, that we bring forth fruit and that our fruit shall remain. Amen. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And we thank God, amen, because God's grace is sufficient, and God will help us, amen, to become, amen, the men and women that he is calling for us to be in these last days. So we just thank God for what our ears have heard. Amen. Such wonderful, amen. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. Amen. We cannot attain it all, but we can take hold of it, amen, and our lives can become productive and producive. So we just give God glory tonight, amen. We just thank you once again. We're so glad to have you back on our platform in quite some time, amen. And, yes, we do remember when you came to us, amen, about the wellness and teaching us even how to take care of the temple of God, which is our bodies. Amen. So we just bless God. God is concerned about us people, God, spiritually and naturally. God is concerned about the whole man, not just part of us, not half of us, but God is concerned about us from head to toe, inside out. Amen. He loves us, amen, with a great love. Amen. An everlasting love, a love that will not fade away. So we just praise God once again for we have, amen, heard, amen. And people of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen. Listen to it over, amen. There's so much within this word tonight that, amen, you have to just listen to it again. Meditate upon it, even upon thy bed. Meditate upon the word of God that we have heard this night, amen. And we'll find it to be life and life everlasting. Amen. And if you didn't get all his information, how to contact him, how to follow him, amen, it'll be on the recording. If you get a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can get all his information on, amen, the broadcast tonight. So we want to encourage you to get a copy. We want to give you two numbers that you can, amen, text us and request a copy. The first number is area code 229-529-0914. Once again, the first number to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast is 229-29-0914. Also, to our international listeners, those that are listening from other countries, amen, if you have enjoyed this broadcast and you'd like to receive a copy as well, you too can get a copy by texting us using WhatsApp. Using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are tuning in from other countries listening to this broadcast tonight, you too can get a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. We will send you a copy upon request for tonight's broadcast. Get it, listen to it over again, meditate on it, ponder upon it, amen, and take God's word and apply it to our daily lives, and we'll see it being very beneficial unto us, amen, and share it with somebody. Somebody else needs to know their identity, who they, amen, can become in God, and who God is calling them to be. Amen. So we just give God praise. We give God glory tonight for the great things that he has done. Amen. And we want to pray over our speaker tonight. Amen. That God will continue to bless him and give him strength. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you this night. We praise you. We thank you for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. We thank you for empowering us tonight, Father God. No, God, helping us to know that we can become the sons of God. Oh, God, that you have invested in us and that you have instilled within us power that we should be called the sons of God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Help us to walk in authority. Help us, oh, God, to walk in humility. Oh, God, realizing that we serve a great and a mighty God. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, that knowing that we are your children. Oh, God, we just give you praise tonight. We give you glory. We thank you for this great man of God that has come and shared with us the word of knowledge and wisdom. We pray, oh, God, that you continue to bless him even more. Continue, oh, God, to take him, oh, God, elevate him. Oh, God, bring on elevation even more. Deeper depths and higher heights in your word. Yes. Oh, God, let him reach a nation. Let him reach many people, God, even through your word, God. Help him, oh, God, to be a teacher, a great teacher, even in this life, God. Oh, God, that lives can be changed, that heart can be impacted. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor for your great wisdom, for your mighty power. We thank you for your mighty acts tonight, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless his home, bless his family, continue to bless his marriage, his union, God, even as they celebrate another year together. Father God, we pray that you will continue to enlarge his coast, enlarge his territory. Oh, God, where the soles of his feet tread, hallelujah, we pray that you will give him the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are that kind of God. You're faithful to your word, and you're faithful to your people. We love you, and we thank you, we glorify this night and
thank
this
you,
day. We give you praise from now on and even to eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Once again, people of God, we just thank God for this night. We thank God for, amen, Apostle Calvin Elliott being back with us. We're so happy and honored to have you once again. Truly, thoroughly enjoyed, amen, the word of God tonight. Amen, the wisdom God, amen, has given unto us that we can better serve the Lord. Amen. And we want to come out of our boxes. We want to come out of our comfort zone, and we want to expand. Amen. We want to grow in God and in the grace of our God and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So God has given us what we need. He has equipped us, amen, for this journey. Amen. So I just thank God for all things, and thank you, each one of you, for listening tonight. Amen. You also can go to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network, and there you also can find this live recorded broadcast recorded on our Facebook page as well. So we just thank God for this night. Amen. We thank God for our visionary founder of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Evangelist, amen. Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley. Thank God for the woman of God and this platform that she has opened up to so many people to come and share with us. Amen. Truly has been a blessing. It has been, amen, such a powerful outreach to many people, to many nations. And this is what God wants us to do. God wants us to do great things on this earth. Amen. Even as he has done and instructed us to do. So we're just, amen, vessels, amen, made ourselves available for God's use, that God can get the glory out of our lives and that God can be pleased with us. And we want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. So we just bless God tonight for all things. Amen. People of God, get a copy of tonight's broadcast. We urge you, we encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast so that you can listen to the message again, amen, and get more enlightenment on God's word. So at this time, we're going to have the last stand and the blessing of the Lord for my speaker, Apostle Calvin Elliott. God bless you, man of God. Back into your hands.
Well, God bless you, Prayer News Network. Always a pleasure to be on with you all. Know that we love you and thank God for what you're doing in the earth, continuing the faith, rooted and grounded, being not moved away from the hope of what Daddy has hanging before your life, because greater things he has for all of his God-loving children. So we love you. And Father, as we look to you tonight, we lift up on the flagpole of our consciousness the reality that you are our source. You are our strength. You are our sustainer. You are our sufficiency. And we give you glory, and we give you praise. We keep looking to you, realizing that it's from you come all the things that we need for life and for godliness. And we thank you, Daddy, that we have the right, the privilege paid for by Jesus, to in you we live, move, and have our existence. To you be glory and praise. Now we thank you for your wraparound presence, squeezing and bear-hugging every one of your sons and daughters on this broadcast and around the world. A special hug to Minister Bradley and her colleague for leading people from green pasture to green pastures by your spirit. We give you glory and praise for blessing their lives and all of them richly by the abundant supply of what Jesus paid for. We pray this prayer in his glorious, matchless name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We love you. People of God, we thank God for you and your listening ear tonight. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We shall return on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. if the Lord shall stay the same. Until then, be blessed. Amen. Look to Jesus and let's strive to be like him each and every day. Until tomorrow night, this concludes our broadcast. Good night. Blessings be upon you. In Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.